என்ன இருந்தது அப்படின்றத பத்தி நம்மளோட பயிற்சிக்காக
தேவையில்லைன்னு நினைக்கிறேன். சபைக்கு எனது நமஸ்காரங்கள். கட்டு கலங்காணும், கதிர் உழக்கு நெல் காணும், கட்டு கலங்காணும், கதிர் உழக்கு நெல் காணும், அரிதாள் அறுத்து வர மறுநாள் பயிராகும், அரிதாளின் கீழாக ஐங்கலத்தேன் கூடு கட்டும், மாடு கட்டி போரடித்தால் மாளாது சென்னல் என்று யானை கட்டி போரடித்த அழகான தென்மதுரை. ஓகே ஓகே, ஆன் பண்ணு. இதுதானே, சரி ஆன் பண்ணு. கட்டு கலங்கானும், கதிர் உழக்கு நெல் காணும், அரிதாள் அறுத்து வர மறுநாள் பயிராகும், அரிதாளின் கீழாக ஐங்கலத்தேன் கூடு கட்டும், மாடு கட்டி போரடித்தால் மாளாது சென்னல் என்று யானை கட்டி போரடிக்கும் அழகான தென்மதுரை என்று ஒரு நாட்டுப்புறப்பாடு. இந்த நாட்டுப்புறப்பாடு முதல் முதலாக நான் கேட்டது ஒளவையார் என்ற ஒரு படத்தில் தீமேட்டிக் சாங்காக அது வரும். அது சுமார் 50 வருடங்களுக்கு முன்னால். அப்பொழுதிருந்தே எனக்கு இந்த ஆலவாய் பற்றி தெரிந்து கொள்ள வேண்டும் என்ற ஆவல் மிகவாகவே இருந்தது. ஆலவாய், Why I have named this as Alavai and not as Madurai? One thing. Second thing, மெட்ராஸ் பட்டினம்னு ஒரு நூல் எழுதியிருந்தேன். அப்பவே ஆய்வு செய்கிறப்போ there were lot of things indicating that Madurai needs to be seen also. அப்போ நான் மதுரையை பற்றி நிறைய நினச்சிருந்தேன். சம்டைம் யூ மஸ்ட் டூ சம்திங்கிறது ஒரு தாட் ப்ராசஸில் இருந்தது. பட் இமீடியட்லி ஐ குட் நாட் டூ தட், ஐ ஹேட் டு வெயிட் ஃபார் சம் டைம். அண்ட் ஐ வாஸ் லுக்கிங் ஃபார் அ சூட்டபிள் டைட்டில் ஃபார் த புக், பிகாஸ் மதுரை இஸ் நாட் அ நேம் விச் ஐ குட் ஈஸிலி கிவ். தென் ஐ தாட் ஆலவா இஸ் அபவுட் த பெஸ்ட் நேம் ஐ குட் கிவ். தென் ஐ ஸ்டார்டட் ஒர்க்கிங் ஆன் திஸ் அண்ட் நவ் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ஜஸ்ட் ஷேர் வித் யூ the experience I had while researching for this book and how I went about it. This is the book which is also put on display there. And if you see, here you see, it's a Daniels painting. You know, Daniels have done a lot of paintings of Indian structures, and this Mahal is painted by Daniels. And this also is a painting of the Naikar time painting. So we took this as the starting point and we started working on it. The name Madurai. சங்க இலக்கியத்தில் மதுரை, மாதிரை, மதிரை என்றே கூறப்படுகிறது. மதுரைன்னு எங்கேயும் சொல்லலை, மதிரை ஆர் மாதிரை. கலித்தொகையில் ரெண்டு பாடல்களில், திருபானாற்று படையில் 67வது பாடல், பரிபாடலில் ஒன்று, புறநானூற்றின் சில பாடல்கள், மதுரை காஞ்சியில் ஒரு இடத்தில். மதுரை காஞ்சியிலேயே ஒரு இடத்துல தான் மதுரைங்கிற பேர் வருது 69வது வரையில். மதுரை காஞ்சியாசியனும் அமர்ந்த 10 பாடல்களில் மிக நீளமான பாட்டு மதுரை காஞ்சி, 782 வரிகளை கொண்டது. அது மதுரை காஞ்சி என்று அழைக்கப்பட்டாலும் மதுரை அது மதிரை என்றுதான் அறியது. அதர்வைஸ் மற்றபடி கூடல் என்ற பெயரே எங்கேயும் காணப்படுகிறது, கூடல் என்றுதான். ஈவன் திருமுருகாற்றுப்படை ஆல்சோ சேஸ் கூடல் ஒன்லி. அர்த்தசாஸ்திரம் இன் இட்ஸ் 4th சாப்டர் 2nd கேண்டோ இட் சேஸ் மதுரை இஸ் நோட்டட். மதுரை இஸ் நோட்டட் தேர் ஆஸ் இன் த சென்ட்ரல் சிட்டி த எபவ் காடஸ் மதிரா, மதிர கிரகம் இஸ் சிச்சுவேட்டட். இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் த டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் ஆஃப் சாம சாஸ்திரி. தட்ஸ் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் தட்ஸ் அபவுட் த பெஸ்ட் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அவைலபிள். கல்வெட்டுகளில் மதுரையெல்லாம் வந்திருந்தா மேட்டுப்பட்டி இரண்டு கல்வெட்டுகள், கிமு தட் இஸ் பிசி செகண்ட் செஞ்சுரி, அதுல இப்படி எழுதியிருக்கு, அமணன் மதுரை அத்திரன் உரை உதயன சார், அத்திரன் என்ற மதுரையைச் சேர்ந்த சமண முனி உதயனின் உபயம் அப்படின்னு எழுதியிருக்காங்க அந்த கல்வெட்டுல. மதிர அந்தை விசுவன், மதுரையைச் சேர்ந்த அந்தை விசுவன் என்பவரை பற்றியும் எழுதியிருக்கு. அழகர் மலையில ரெண்டு கல்வெட்டுகள், மதிரை பொன் கொள்வன் அதன் அதன் அவன் பேர் அதன் அதன் மத்திரைகே, ஒரு இடத்துல மத்திரைகேன்னு போட்டு, மத்திரைகேன்னா சுவாமிநாதன் பேர், மதுரையைச் சேர்ந்த கே. How did I get inscribed? First of all, I had to understand inscription. Before starting anything, I thought it was necessary for me to go through some kind of inscription because my idea about inscriptions and kalvet and all was very poor and I had no idea at all really. Then fortunately, Central Institute of Languages in Mysore wanted to shoot a film on this kalvet and they wanted Airavatha Mahadevan to do it. And Airavatha Mahadevan to explain and they will be shooting, and Airavatham wanted me to accompany him for these things. This is how I got interested. First was a trip to Mamandur, very near here, to understand the Tamil Brahmi script. And Airavatham and I went there, and if you see here, you can clearly see the kalvet, the lines written there. This is the drip ledge. So this is a Samanar Guhai. So Airavatham and I were there, and immediately after that I was learning the script from Airavatham there itself. And from then, this was about 2.5 years back, and then I got really interested in this script. Caves with Tamil Brahmi scripts. The caves are naturally occurring rock shelters formed under overhanging boulders. A drip ledge is cut in the brow, Chandrasekharan is a drip ledge is cut in the brow to protect the cave from rainwater. Inside, narrow stone beds are carved with raised rocks or pillows for laying free. Four stones are carved directing like this. This is a standard thing in all the Jain caves. That there is a drip ledge, there is a inscription, and inside there are some beds. And drip ledge and post poles, so that post can be erected. Carpenters would have erected a shed like something like Shanayana in front. Drinking water is obtained from springs nearby. In fact, in some other inscriptions, that is clearly told also. Jain cave inscription, what we saw just now, you can see here very clearly the inscription in these two lines. See, you can see very clearly. I think Mr. Swaminathan can read it also. Tanima, second line is Teru Tanda Kovundru Asi Seidan Tachan Siru Van. Third line is Van Siru Van, that is Siru Van. This is Mamandur Kapil. The hill of Taniman in Tenur. The hill of Taniman, the chieftain who took Tenur, Siruvan the carpenter made the cross. It is the cross again. The who gave the visiting grant for the cross. The text as I told you, Taniman Tenur and the gold. Asi, Seidan, Dasan, Siruvan. Dasan means it is Dachan actually. Airavatham, as you know, has been there doing a lot of work on these things, and his book, Epigraphy, really Epigraphy is almost a masterpiece. Tamil Brahmi inscriptions are important not only in the history of Tamil Nadu, but the rest of South India, but for the whole country. They have many unique distinctions. They are oldest writings in any Dravidian language. They are the oldest writings in any Dravidian language. They are also the oldest Jaina inscriptions in India. Most of the Jaina inscriptions, or not most, all of them are in Tamil Brahmi script. Inscriptions are only recorded in old Tamil, the one prior to Sangam Vaidya. That is the oldest Tamil scripture. Many Tamil Brahmi inscriptions are important landmarks in our history. For example, the inscription of Nedungeriyan at Mangulam. Mangulam is the oldest Hieronymus's early observations were like this: early period, middle period, late period, and early vertex. After comes vertex, after that, of course, Tamilagrantham and various other things. This was observed in 1966, and later he has listed 121. Majority of the early Jain caves are found around Madurai. Most of the Jain caves. Why around Madurai only? They are found because the Dravida Sangha was performing from Madurai. It was supposed to have been started by Vajranandi. Dravida Sangha, which is not a literary thing, it was a religious Sangha, not a literary Sangha like our Sangha. Animal Airport, Adagar Airport, Harikarpati Airport, Tiruparambundram, Muthupatti, Vikramangalam, Varungalakudi, Kiravadam, Pongalpudiyambulam, Pongalpudiyambulam, Mambulam, Tiruvadu, and Varanasi. Now, I wanted to see all of them. And as you all know, it's just impossible to see all of them, number one. Number two, I was also, I think, getting a little old, because even after a visit of two caves, I was sick for almost 3 months actually. In fact, after coming from Mamandur, I never felt sick. So, in Yanamalai, after climbing Yanamalai, I felt sick almost for 3 months with Tiruvallur. Tiruvallur is near Madurai, and there is a hill called Govamalai. I knew the inscription is there, and I was accompanied by Dr. Samkaringham, who also knows about it. But we had to spend 3 hours to find the hill because the quarrying is going on so badly there.
Coming into
it. So it's coming into it. So the quarrying is totally covering the hill. Anyway, we found it, and it was sweltering heat on top of it. Anyway, I was helped by Dr. Samkaringham in this work. And Govamalai, it is called Govamalai. This is the steps leading to the cave. Roughly hewn steps leading to the cave. The inscription belongs to 2nd century BC. Mind you, it is one of the oldest inscriptions. The inscription is on the floor of the royal cave, above the drip bridge. In the royal cave, drip bridge has got this inscription. You can see it here. You can see the drip bridge. This is the drip bridge. And cave is inside there, the royal cave. So above and below the drip bridge are the inscriptions. In fact, it took some time for us to find the inscription. One line is above the driplet and two lines are below. One line is above the driplet and two lines are below the driplet. Pangada are given Katupitho. That means he who Katupitho, Yar Katupitho. Ubatan Pahasu, Urai Katupitho. Katupitho Ubatan Urai Katupitho. Urai Katupitho means who made all the props for the supporting stuff. Things like cosmos, things like that. The text is, there are 3 lines, Pankata, Aritan, Kotupito, Aritan, Pankatu, caused this to be called, Upachan Parasu, Urai Kotupito, Upachan Parasu, Urai Kotupito. These are the lines there. And this is Pongalpudiyambulam, which was also recently in Hindu Pongalpudiyambulam also. This is the inscription which is very clear. Though some damages have occurred here and there, but the inscription is very clear. The inscription is quite clear here. Kura Kodupitavan Uva Asan Ubaruvan, that is the sentence there. Ubaruvan, the preceptor, caused to be given this cutting. This cutting was caused, the money was owed by Ubaruvan. Animalai Jain cave. This Animalai Jain cave is about 100 feet above the sea level. And there are no proper steps and all that. And here before last I managed to climb over there along with some supporting staff from the state archaeology department, and I saw, you can see the driplet here so clearly. In fact, the driplet is so well cut and portion is hewn in so that water will not enter the cave proper. The stone beds inside the cave, you can see. This is for the day. Saints stone bed, like there are 8 beds inside, and these are supposed to be pillows. Slightly isn't thing. sculpted place on the rock is above the cave. You can see a lot of sculpted cave figures in the cave face. And huge amount of Vatel inscription you can see here. Vatel has come here maybe in 9th century.
So, after 5th century.
After 5th, but this one I think is 9th century. I'm not sure.
After 5th century of the
relief starting. Prominently, these figures are very clear and show that they have defied time. In fact, even the colors are very good. For centuries, they have stood the nature's beauty and relief. There was no other disfiguring of them. This I am making the point very emphatic point because at no time, after all, it's about 2000 years old, nobody has done anything to disfigure these things. That is a very important point which I will be explaining later. The inscription of the cave belongs to 2nd century AD. You can see clearly here the inscription is two lines. Iva Tundra to Vail. Iva Tundra. Iva is elephant. Iva Tundra, Pane Malay. Iva Tundra to Vail, Patangan, Eri Elephant. Atuay, Aradu Vailia. Mean about the ascetics at Iva Tundra. The venerable Elephant of Eri. This Patangan is venerable. It's a honorific. And Arake Kalupayam, the exposer of the meaning of the scriptures, who has explained the scriptures for him. View of the cave. You can see here, clearly you can see, I'm standing there, you can see the size of the cave, just to show the size of the cave. You can see the figures. And here the entire thing is covered with water and inscription, and the cave is inside here. Mahavira into Sami Malay, you can see one fantastic thing here. What was amazing was the colors, you see, all the colors are even intact today. And these colors are all from natural resources, nothing, no chemicals at all. And you can see the posture, you can see about 1800 years old sculpture, which is still remaining intact. The figure attracts our attention since the colors are still all intact. The figure is still in its original beauty. There was no attempt to disfigure these sculptures, which is important to note. Later Vatel inscription, you can see here the Vatel inscription that has the names in space. You can see all the elephants are almost Vatamatam. All Vatel inscription. Dated to 9th to 10th century, at least in Tripura, Ganymede. Now, on doing this, I came across certain books written by some people. Talking about the Jains versus Shaivites and how things were done against Jains and all that. So I was going a little deeper into that subject. During the research there was material published and widely read that spoke about the subjugation of Jain monks and their belief. There was a lot of material available. Many illnesses are shown in the form of literary works and paintings. It was said that 8,000 Jain monks were killed after the debate with someone. It is normally said N.I. and someone negative, which is absolutely highly exaggerated figure. What I have been seeing, there is a place called N.I. near Hindivanam. So these Jain saints might have come from the place Ennayiram, so they might have been known as Ennayiram Jains. Like anybody knows by the name of the place he came from. So they think that may be the reason and not the Ennayiram Jains. Before the impalement of Jains, it is also reported that Jains were impaled. Monks were persecuted and impaled, and to prove that there are a lot of paintings. In fact, the report says that 8,000 Jains were in Madurai or its surrounding. You know, after the Tanalwadam, Punalwadam, and all with Samanda, there were a lot of problems. But actually, what happened is slightly different. In fact, even to say that Samanda sang to Karpalika Thiruvulame, Karpalika Thiruvulame, even one of those Padigans it comes in. So they all said, because the word it is a 3,300 Sambandar Thirumurai, Sambandar Thirumurai, Mundra Thirumurai, Mannagar Thirumurai, Vanimu, Yengumam, Thinnagar Thirumurai, Palapalai, Arul, Vennagar Thirumurai, Vennagar Thirumurai, Sathya Theyaman, Thinnagar Karpalika Thirumurai, Sambandar Scientist. is told that someone that wants that தற்கு இச்சத்தின் உரிமை because பெண்ணதர் தெளி சாத்திய பேமெண்ட் இருக்கிறதுனால தற்கு இச்சத்தின் உரிமை வரப்போ that someone that says go on do all these things like that. But it is absolutely wrong. The word தற்கு here means கல்வி because there is a term even வேதம் is known as எழுதா தற்கு வேதம் is எழுதா தற்கு it is only ஸ்ருதி what is heard and not what is written. So எழுதா தற்கு தற்கு here means கல்வி. So what he meant is to destroy the கல்வி of someone. That is the way they are preaching that should be killed. That's what is to be correctly taken as historians do not believe that such impairment took place at all. Many historians also do not believe. Reported impairment of pain. Some believe that they would suffer just as a next one we see there. The paintings in support. This is the painting they show which is done during Hayek's time. You can see the impairment of Jain monks and you can see the kadu as they call it going through and raising above the head. You see the kadu here. The kadu there. These are all the Jain monks. This painting on this. Chintamani temple state. This is available in Madurai now. This is the state. This is the kadu there on which these Jains were impaled. This is a full view of this. In fact there is a temple. Kalvadiyan Kovil. This is called Kalvadiyan Kovil where this Kallu is being worshipped actually even today. It is there in Madurai. Other paintings in Madurai Nayakar's time in Madurai temple except you can see this is the Kallu being prepared and Samandar calling them for argument. Kunalvalam Kanavalam Samandar telling them and then King forcibly converting the Jains into Shaivites and those who are not converted getting impaled. And later on all the Jain monks becoming Shaivites. This is the painting that shows that this is not quite true. This is available in Madurai. This is what I quote. What I said, what I feel, this painting belongs to Max and that is 16th to 17th century. The reported occurrence dates back to 7th or 8th century, so they are 1000 years apart. There is a gap of about 1000 years, therefore it is not wrong to assume things were grossly exaggerated. Naturally, people do hear from stories and take off. Other reasons, as I said earlier, the Jain caves and the sculptures are intact or well preserved all over. In case of such wide persecution, these would not have been let off also. Not only that, the later kings have supported the Jainism, their grand cause, and that potentially clearly says some grants given by them. We have to think of the social dynamics also. In any society, religion plays an important part, and in those days, religion might have played also an important part. This one thing which requires a little study shows Umayyan Darkovil. This is a rock that came in Tirupanthapuram behind the temple, at the back side of the temple. This also that we will later upon the understand this was changed to Saivite temple. Whether it was a Samana temple, later changed to Saivite temple. The very long Tamil inscription, huge Tamil inscription, is there talks about grants, it's in Tamil only. Grants to the temple in Sudarpanthapuram came much later. There is reason to believe that this might have been originally a Jain temple. I will tell you how I believe this could have been a Jain temple. Yes. The chain, the figures. Here you can see, this is an important thing. This is now Athanavisvara. You can see Athanavisvara from single western address. And now behind you can see Rishabha. But this is definitely a chain figure, it's not original figure. When you closely observe, main reason is you can see on the top the people tree. Normally in no Athanavisvara body you find the people tree above Athanavisvara. And you can see the Rishabha. Definitely out of proportion, out of style in this sculpture itself. And it was a new Jain figure which has been carved out to show that it is Athanavisvara. So definitely there is a Jain. Next one. And the next one is the Bhairava.
அங்கே இருந்து
never opened. So this gentleman who was a
its evocative space is made up of over 50 granite architectural elements acquired by a Philadelphia woman who visited the ancient city of Madurai, India in the early years of the 20th century. After having come to know about it, I went up there to find out who was responsible for it. Then, how they reconstructed it. There was a Daniel Mason, a curator of Indian and Himalayan art at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, very learned woman. She was assistant curator in the Asiatic Department of the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston. She also is an adjunct associate professor in the Department of History of Art at the University of Pennsylvania and associate at the University of South Asian Center. She did the studies. She actually planned the mandapam to be erected as it might have been in Madurai. She visited Madurai and learned all those things and planned it that way. Another person involved was Stella Krambish, curator of Indian and Himalayan Art Department in there. This is in Philadelphia. But unfortunately, I went to USA last year. I wanted to see it somehow. But unfortunately, when I went, the Oriental section of the Philadelphia Museum was closed, so I could not see. In fact, Dartman of Michigan University, I was asking to find out some more information. And I found out later. This is the mandapam. Mandapam was purchased by one Adeline Pepper Gibson in 1914 in its entirety. The sculptures and the pillars were shifted to here. Later the pieces were handed over to Philadelphia Museum of Arts. Here, 1 minute. I'll explain what happened. Now this lady, this Adeline Pepper Gibson, came to India in 1913. It appears she came on a honeymoon trip with her husband. She landed in Madras and took a tour of Madurai. She fell in love with this mandapam. And she told the husband and husband arranged to purchase. To that time, I got all the information. From that, she is absolutely blank. Who sold it, I am not able to get. I am unable to get from anybody. I went through every sources possible in Madurai. Nobody is able to say who sold it. Somebody purchased me, no, but if there is a purchase, there must be a seller. But that is obviously missing. I do not know how it is missing. Later, the pieces were, and I placed it, being a port official myself, I knew it must have gone through a port, so I got to know somebody through Boston Harbor. I was told, I do not know how far it is, so I got a small piece of paper out of it, that these were shipped from Madras to Boston Harbor, and at the time it reached Boston Harbor, the lady died, Adeline Pepper Gibson. And that was left unclear in Boston Harbor, when, as per port rules, you know, beyond the date period, they auction it off. They were going to auction when next. No, sorry. When the people of the Adeline Pepper, one of those wives, you know, they went to the heirs, went and took it from auction and presented it to Philadelphia Museum. When that lady came to India and erected the whole thing, you can see how clearly it is that. And not only that, after that they had one door also. If there was a sanctum sanctorum, how it would be, they imagined and put a door also, so that when you open it, can open into sanctum sanctorum. That was the idea. So you can see a whole lot of mandapam has gone from Madurai as late as 1912, I don't know. So somebody told me, let us go to court. I said, at least they are safe there. If it comes here, they're also going to see. I said, let it be safe there. So, during the Madras research, when I was doing Madras book, I was doing some work on Hector Ellis. When Dr. Rajagopal was here, he helped me out to find out where is the thing. Ellis sank 27 wells in the Pitcairn area for water, which I've written in my book. And in one of the wells, he put his inscription in awe of what happened. Then, of course, he was unfortunately killed after food poisoning and so. And while looking for evidence regarding Hector Ellis, I was told his inscription on a well is preserved in Mahal Museum by Dr. Rajagopal, who's here with me. With Dr. Sankalingam in Mahal, who was a curator then when I went, I could get a photograph. It was Dr. Sankalingam who got it out of the real monument place. It was painted up thoroughly and applied oil and all that. Then we photographed it. The stone was thoroughly clean. Now the text is in Tamil. And that text reads like this. Patanathu Ennisavan Enran Yane. Patanathu, that is Madras. Ennisan Enbavan Enri Enran Khan. Pandas Kanyam 67 புறப்பு கண்டு அவற்றில் புண்ணியாக வாசனம் research, and though I felt sick after climbing the Anandgarh wall,